Welcome to the Lisa Berrigan On Demand podcast, where we get to dive deeper with some of the guests that check in on my midday show on Big 100. You know, Big 100 is the flagship radio station for the Washington Commanders. So when I pick up the phone, I never know if it might be a football legend on the other end. Like Mark Rypien, two-time Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP in 1991. Last weekend, he was here for Alumni Homecoming Weekend, was in town doing a bunch of events. So I talked to him about that. Also, his years playing for Washington, the bond he feels with this city and with these fans, and how he never wanted to leave Washington. He played here for 6 years, but would have loved to have spent his entire career here. Mark has also struggled with concussions. He's been very open about that. We dive into that. And we also do some fun stuff at the end, like Lisa's 30-second drill, and we talk music and do Battle of the Bands. Here is my conversation with Mark Rypien.
Hey, Lisa, Mark Rypien here. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. How are you, Mark?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. We're speaking with Mark Rypien, former Washington quarterback, Super Bowl champion, of course, Super Bowl MVP. I'll tell you, Mark, it's not every day I get a Super Bowl MVP checking in on the show.
Well, this week you'd have three of us, or at least two of us, Doug and I, and then Joe is the MVP of the league, and if you get Reagan's on, you could have three of us.
Well, I hear that you had a big night last night, a quarterback panel. What was going on last night?
Well, we had some of the suite holders up at FedEx Field in a new Burgundy Lounge, I think it's called, or something there, and kind of had a panel and people asking questions. It was really fun. I mean, obviously, it's great to catch up with Doug and see Joe again. I used to see Joe on the golf course, and every time I get out here to visit my daughter in Baltimore and son-in-law and granddaughter, I try to pop on in and see Doug too. But to get us together and just talk about yesteryear was kind of fun.
Last night's event, I know, is one of many over the next few days for Alumni Homecoming Weekend. What are some of the other things you're going to be doing this weekend for the fans?
Well, we got the big parade that they're going to have on Saturday or Sunday prior to the game. It's going to be kind of a cool little atmosphere, you know, at FedEx Field, where they're going to prance us around out there on the parade and say hi to all the fans. And I think that's one of the things that's so cool about our connection that we had and that era that we had in the 80s and 90s is it was before free agency. So we did things on and off the field together as teammates and as families and also in the community. And so there's a great bond, and to be able to wave and say hi and thank the fans, because that was a difficult task for opposing teams to come on into RFK and play. So to reunite with them and our fans like we did last night and throughout the week and see the guys. You know, there's going to be over 130 alumni there this week, and a lot of the guys that played on several of them that played on all three Super Bowls and many of them that played on two, including myself. And so it'll be great to do so. And then they're going to announce this at halftime, all the world championship teams. Obviously, the world championship, a couple of the world championships were in the 1930s, and none of those players, sadly, are with us today. But most of the guys that were there in 82, 87, and 91, we'll be there and we'll be honored, which is great. And the stories that we're going to tell tomorrow night at one of the venues that we're going to will be just epic, you know. It's epic to see the guys, you know, even though a lot of years of many years have changed our appearances. It doesn't mean that when we see one another, it'll change anything. It'll be like yesterday that we're strolling down Minneapolis and playing in the Metrodome and taking on the Bills and doing such a wonderful thing for our community and for all of us.
After your 6 years playing for Washington, you played for a number of other teams. How do Washington fans compare to other fans across the league?
Yeah, if you're a Commander fan and a Redskin fan back even 10 years ago, you're representing a great brand for one, and two, it was a group that was successful, and it hasn't been a lot of success in the last 30 years. And I think the fans, to continue to be a fan, I appreciate because I know these young guys that are playing on Sunday, you know, they'll give anything to have an opportunity to play in a playoffs and hopefully eventually soon here get to a Super Bowl. But, it's a beautiful thing. And like I say, I've played a lot of cities. But, you know, most of my time was spent in Washington, 8 of my 13 years in Washington, and I'm just blessed to have had that opportunity and connection there. And, I didn't want to leave, but that's when free agency came around, and they drafted a kid, Heath Shuler, and said, "Mark, you know, your services are no longer needed." Mm. And it was too bad, because I would have stuck around and stayed and been a part of it, but kind of almost forced out. But it wasn't anyone's fault. It was just the times and what happened, and unfortunately I didn't get to start and end my career in the same place. But I'll always be a Redskin, and now a Commander. But I played for the Redskins, and I was appreciative of all the fans and the people that we had. And even though there's a name change, and I'm going to honor, you know, the Commanders and what they're doing and where they're headed, and help these guys and try not help these guys, but just support these guys in whatever way possible, get them back on track. And hopefully that there's a day and time where I can come and be a part of a Super Bowl like ours and represent this new era of team that we have going.
So, Mark, in addition to all the alumni events for the fans this weekend, we do have a football game going on, Commanders-Packers. How are you feeling about the Commanders' chances with Taylor Heinicke stepping in this weekend?
Well, I think you always have to have that you know, and Taylor throughout his career has been the underdog, but he's prepared himself and for that chance that he gets, you know, the opportunity he gets. He got it last year, and we saw that he did some amazing things. And you got to love a kid like that, the underdog that just kind of comes in here. I think, you know, hopefully Carson gets better and gets back on the mend and plays at the level that we know he can play at. But the backup quarterback position is a favorite position for all the fans, because if the guy that's doing it is not doing it the way they want the other guy to come in. So Taylor's going to get his chance against a pretty good Packer football team, a football team that a lot of people pick to be one of the tops in the NFL, and they're struggling. So they're going to come in here with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, and they want to, you know, come out with a victory. So this will be a good game for our guys and a huge test for us, and we need to get back on track, and it's a case for everyone. I was in the same boat, you know, where I'm preparing for a game knowing that I'm not going to be the starter, but then lo and behold, Doug Williams had an appendectomy, and hey, my time is here. My time is coming, and I know Taylor will be ready, and he'll be good to go. And the same bodes for my nephew, Brett Rippon, who's in Denver right now, and Russell Wilson, from information that I got from Don this morning, and such that, you know, Russell's been banged up a little bit and that Brett might have to play. So he's got to be ready. He's got to get himself ready if something doesn't go right with Russell and put himself in the game. So that's what I always tell a young quarterback that, you know, that wants the ball, but they're a backup and they're not going to get the ball, but be ready, you know, play. Right. And Doug said it last night in our panel that, hey, our guys, as a player, I mean, I know I'm labeled a backup, but no, I'm going in as a starter, and I'm preparing as like I'm the starter. So when my time and my opportunity comes, that I'm ready for it.
Mark, there's been a lot of talk again this season about concussions and the NFL's concussion protocols. You've been open about your issues with concussions. What's your opinion of the current NFL policies, and is the league doing enough?
Well, I think the league is attempting and trying to do what's best in the best interest of the players that are most vulnerable and those that are, you know, basically defenseless. You know, the players that are defenseless, quarterbacks being one of them. Now, it's, you know, it's a double-edged sword here, because, one, you want to protect the quarterback, and two, you want to also understand that this is a contact game and that players, you know, I mean, are going to get tackled, they're going to get hit. I think what the league is doing during the week that they have in preparation for the next game, giving their brains an opportunity to heal and a chance to prepare and not have any contact during the week, and basically just go out in shorts and shoulder pads and put these little bubble things on, because, you know, even in a 7-on-7 drill, you know, guys could get tangled up, and so you want to protect them as much as possible and give them as much relief as possible. So I think, you know, it is on their mind, and definitely has come to the forefront, and all of us have, you know, have had our own challenges in our lives after football. But the one great thing is that there's a lot of modalities out there for players that have played, and those guys that will soon be their careers over with, to get back to normal society and work through whatever issues they have and the challenges they have and come out the other end. So I don't know if the NFL is doing all the things it can, but it's trying to do the best it can, and and we'll see where that goes. You know, there's a lot of scrutiny right now.
Mark, in football, it's all about the two-minute drill. I like to do Lisa's 30-second drill. So I'll just ask you a question, and first thing that pops into your mind, you can shout that out. Favorite TV show?
First thing that pops into my mind, Yellowstone.
Right on. Best movie you've seen recently?
Which was the one? I just can't remember. I can remember every golf shot from 5 years ago. Can't remember.
I should be asking you golf questions.
Best movie ever. One of my favorite movies is Officer and a Gentleman.
Okay. Love that movie.
That's from 100 years ago.
What's your favorite place to hang out in D.C.?
Ooh, my daughter, son-in-law, and grandkids up in Baltimore. Not really in D.C., but in Baltimore, and just be with them. So,
best quarterback in the NFL right now?
Josh Allen.
And cats or dogs?
Kids. The kid's mom had 18 million of each. So
do you have any pets now?
No, but my daughter and grandkids have a French bulldog or whatever. They're awesome. But they dogs are affectionate. So are cats. Dogs are just, they need more love. You know, cats are just like, okay, you can pet them and leave for a week and put the kitty litter out. I think cats, because they're maintenance-wise, cats.
Right.
But this is supposed to be quick. First thing that comes to my mind. I'm like going and analyzing this paralysis by analysis.
Mark, are you a classic rock fan? We are a classic rock station here, Washington's Classic Rock Big 100. Do you like classic rock, or what's your preferred music?
I do like classic rock, yep. I like any genre of music. I'm just like any genre. I'm just kind of like to get mellow in the morning, get going. And would Jack Johnson be a classic rock? He'd be kind of a classic rock guy or not? Not really?
Not yet, but perhaps in another 10. I like Jack Johnson. I like that kind of acoustic vibe.
Yeah, I saw him in concert in Tahoe this past summer, and he was pretty good. So,
well, I like to do just Battle of the Bands. I'll give you two classic rock bands. You tell me who wins the battle, like The Who or Led Zeppelin?
The rendition of the gal from Washington State that did Led Zeppelin at the Kennedy Center was unbelievable. Led Zeppelin.
Oh, Ann Wilson of Heart. Oh, yeah.
Stairway to Heaven. That was unbelievable. That was incredible. Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen or Bob Seger?
God, they're both good, but love the boss, though. This gun's for high, you're dancing in the dark.
Def Leppard or Motley Crue?
Motley Crue.
And Pearl Jam or Nirvana?
Listen to a Pearl Jam song by singers and songwriters. Pearl Jam.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for your time. Really looking forward to all the events that you're going to be involved with this weekend. It is Alumni Homecoming Weekend. And, of course, the parade, 10:30 Sunday morning. We'll be seeing you and 129 other Washington legends there on those double-decker buses. Can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait either. I'm going to tell you what, the fish stories are going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Thank you, Mark, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
You bet. Cheers.